Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Om Shanti, dear Pratibhaban, and welcome to the Seeing Into Being program. It's lovely that you can join us.
Om Shanti, Brother Eric. It's my pleasure.
Good, welcome. You're speaking now to the whole family, and we have a wonderful topic about seeing the golden age and being a golden age at deity soul. And we're really curious to see and hear what you have in terms of experiences and what has been your thinking over the years. So let me take you first into your childhood. And Baba says, remember the days of your childhood. And I'm wondering, what was it for you in your early days when you started hearing about Golden Age and meditating? What has been your journey through that topic? Have you had any visionary experiences, trance? Did you draw the Golden Age on paper? What has been your story on the thinking of Golden Age in the beginning?
It's interesting because when you say childhood, my spiritual life was a childhood, but even physically, I was very young when I came to Baba. And as a child, I always felt I don't belong to this world. And so I used to just, I wouldn't say a vision, but it was imagination that I would be in a perfect balanced world where I will not see poverty, I will see, you know, prosperity all over. And I would see a beautiful weather and everything would be wonderful. So as a child, I used to visualize that and I used to love it. So when I came to Baba at the age of 13, I could relate to this, aspect of knowledge that this world goes through destruction and then there will be construction of a new world. And I could literally feel what that world was all about.
And how did it happen for you when you heard all these Murlis and Golden Age? And, you know, Baba was very, very detailed in his description about the Golden Age. What happened to you and what was your experience at that time?
I never felt that it wasn't relevant. I always felt whatever Baba mentioned, whether it was food or whether it was, you know, communication or travel, or art, study, whatever. I still remember one Murli. I don't remember which year. Maybe I might be wrong, but it was in 1982. Baba talked about Golden Age. And I could literally feel I was there, and I have been there before. So it was like, a deja vu feeling. So, yes, there is an experience in the soul about Golden Age.
And before we go into really the state of mind or the consciousness, I'm trying to sense how, because you were very young when you came to Baba, and obviously you already came with the feelings, you know, of pure birth coming to you. Was these visualizations of Golden Age important to you? Is it something that you felt you wanted to see and you went into it with the purpose of, I don't know, tasting more the Golden Age? How was it for you?
It was very important. But when I started my spiritual journey, it was interesting. I never felt I wanted a status in the Golden Age. It was the other way around, reverse. I enjoyed the confluence age so much that I felt I wanted to do service. I wanted to study. I wanted to make efforts. And that passion was going to give me a high status in Golden Age anyway. So it was like, it was already made for me rather than, you know, keeping an aim and objective and going towards that destination. It was a little bit reversed from other Brahmins or the system.
So what were you looking into the Golden Age that you wanted to achieve? What was the qualifications or the qualities or what attracted you in the Golden Age that you felt, okay, this is what I need to pay attention to and make effort to attain?
The biggest attraction was purity. I really, really loved purity on any level. whether it's physical, whether it's hygiene, whether it's cleanliness, whether it's, you know, the weather, whatever it is. But purity was my attraction. And even in the confluence age, when Baba talks about a pure life, to sacrifice one life to this task, I feel very fortunate to be chosen for that. So that was my attraction. Whether it's pure food or pure mind or pure lifestyle, but purity was the underlying, yes.
And did you ever wonder how this golden age is going to happen? I know we all have been very inspired, you know, in our early days with this heaven, really, just watching heaven. Mm-hmm. And was there a time in your Brahmin life where you started wondering, Baba, how is this going to really, really happen? How are we going to clean this big old world and really make it so beautiful, pure and new? Did you ever wonder about that?
Well, I'm still wondering, to be very honest. I'm still wondering how that transition is going to take place. But of course I know, as a child, I used to feel that, you know, this town is no good or this country is no good. So a huge caterpillar is going to come and, you know, destroy the whole thing. As an old building has been brought down, and then a new construction will happen. This I used to feel before Gyan. And then when I came to Baba, one time I had, I don't call it a vision, but I was sitting in yoga, and I could literally see destruction. I was part of that destruction, whether it was subconscious or whether it was conscious, but it was a destruction. And then I knew how Baba is going to transform this world. But I still don't understand that transition from Iron Age, Confluence Age to Golden Age. A lot of people say, is everybody going to die and is the earth going to be empty, which will never happen? So I'm still wondering about that, to be very honest, yes.
Can you give more details of that experience you're just referring to, and when you were sitting in yoga and you kind of saw the destruction and you were part of it? What do you mean? What was a more detailed experience?
Yeah, I was 14 years old. We had a huge center in Lusaka, and we used to do evening class also, morning definitely, but evening. So from 6 to 6:30 we have this special meditation, which was conducted meditation. And then Murli, and then meditation again. So when I was having that first part of the meditation, I never felt I was in a classroom where I was, but I felt people were running around, there was a lot of fire around, a lot of screaming around, and so I also started running, and I was quite young, and I didn't know what to do, and so I could also, you know, feel that I was very scared and I was crying. So that state of mind, of course, I was so fresh in Gyan, just maybe 1.5 year in knowledge. And so I was very, very scared of destruction. But then I just calmed down. I felt I went to Baba's room and I was sitting there and I was very protected. That's it. And then I came into my consciousness. I don't know whether you call that a vision or whether you can call that a dream or whether whatever, but I was literally, you know, meditating that time. And then I saw myself in Baba's room. So that was the destruction bit I had an experience of.
It seems for many Brahmins, and I listen to your experiences, those strong experiences were very essential for the journey, as if Baba gave us faith, the beginning as well, so the foundation can be strong. Do you feel we have moved away a little bit from those strong experiences of the early days and kind of lost a little bit that strength in the visionary or the faith or the seeing of the future?
Yes, I do feel that, because in those days we were working through experiences, in other words, connecting the mind to Baba and then understanding the knowledge. Now, most of the Brahmins are trying to connect to Baba through intellect. And so they think a lot, they analyze a lot in knowledge, and they borrow a lot of ideas from outside. In those days when we were growing, we never borrowed any ideas from outside. It was just Baba and pure knowledge, that's it.
That's very interesting. And again, a level of purity that you seem to appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So what is required, you think, in order to help us to move forward a little bit faster? Because one sister told me, at the speed of effort we're making right now, it might take another 40,000 years before we reach golden age. So what do you think is needed to bring that new world a little bit closer and more into reality? How can we see it and be it a little bit more?
You know, what I feel, if you want me to speak very honestly, is that we've gone into a lot of expansion, like I just mentioned about the expo. I know it's Baba's inspiration. I know all these mega programs and all that. But a lot of time and energy of the Brahmins is actually going into that. If we get a phase where we don't need to do all this and just focus on tapasya, a lot of meditation. When I say meditation, I don't literally make you sit in a corner and just do that. But, you know, our mind is diverted so much, including me, that, you know, we are into a lot of details of service. Like, I've been nonstop for 2 months now. 2 months I am just planning programs and a lot of other things. And so I feel like toles and bhog, a lot of details. So I feel if Brahmins can reduce all that expansion of service and just focus on tapasya more, I think we could speed up.
Well, there was a beautiful thought from Major, I think, a few years ago when we were looking at what to do for the message, you know, how can we bring the message to the world? And he was suggesting, well, let's stop for 1 year, all the travel, all the big plans, and let's certainly all the seniors stay in one place and create a tapasya dam everywhere so there's intense vibrations. So I think it could be a need. So how would you see, what kind of focus you think we should have in tapasya? You're mentioning it's not just sitting down, but what should be our focus in sitting in tapasya at the moment?
You know, the Brahmins work so hard from morning till night that the bodies are completely tired. Even if we regularly do our Amrit Vela in evening meditation and class meditation, the bodies are so tired that we don't have quality of tapasya, quality of meditation. And I feel that we don't want to do any such service where the bodies are tired and the minds are tired. And then, even if we just focus on our Amrit Vela, Murli meditation, evening meditation, in between little bit of traffic control or whatever, and just be in silence and not too much of thinking, I think the quality would speed up, and that is very important. Not maybe a lot of hours of meditation, but that calmness is important.
More like the quality, you mean, of the time that we spend in silence.
Yeah, even if souls are coming to Baba's house for courses or programs, we're definitely going to attend them. But there's huge things really, you know, take your attention away.
So now, what is your personal interest in moving towards a new world? When you mentioned that in your early days you enjoyed Conference Age so much, that's more where your focus is. Is there also a connection with the new world that you are entertaining now? Is it something important for you that you are sometimes thinking about? So how much importance are you giving now to thinking about the new world?
I'm giving a lot of importance because the day by day what we're seeing around us, whether it's weather or whether it's situations and news which we hear, I feel very responsible. I feel we have slowed down Baba's task. And so when I say we means, of course, I mean myself. And I tell myself, Pratibha, you need to speed up. And to speed up, we need to transform the sanskaras, which keep on popping up every now and then. Even in the olden days when we used to go to Madhuban, we used to get time to sit in Baba's room, spend some time there in silence. But since a couple of years, I don't think I get any time there. Mostly I'm running from one hall to the other, or one meeting to the other, or, you know, things like that. Towards the end of the day, it's like, I don't think I want to go to Baba's room now. I want to go straight into the room, not even for meals. So Madhuban has also changed for us. I do agree, we're the ones who have wanted to bring that level, because we wanted to spread the message, bring more souls to Baba. But after doing that, now what next?
So what is going to be the focus of your being, and how are you going to, where do you feel is missing in you to really match the image you see of your future form in a golden age? What should be your...
I've been feeling this for some time now, and I am focusing, but I haven't achieved it, my quality Amritvela. I haven't achieved that yet. I'm trying, and I am going to work on it more and more, but the body takes over so badly that it doesn't allow for that, you know, the quality, that satisfaction I want for my tapasya. That's not coming yet. Either it's a little bit of dozing, a little bit of tiredness, and it's, of course, I spend 1 hour in front of Baba, but I am not happy with my efforts. So I want to focus on myself and be what I want.
So there's a need for a little bit more time before your coronation and celebration in Golden Age, right?
Yes.
Just a last bit of a question for you. What really today, when you think of the new world, and in the beginning of the interview I made you go back in your childhood, physical childhood as well, but today when you think of the new world, what is most appealing to you? What do you feel attracted to when you think about it now?
A very, very balanced lifestyle. We sleep quality, we eat quality, like, you know, now, even if we want to control or discipline ourselves in food, being with so many Brahmins around us and so many things around us, we do not discipline. And then we say, I couldn't do it, I want to do it. In other words, you know, that discipline which we have in Golden Age, which is so natural, I think we need to create sanskaras from now. And I keep on telling myself, be careful with the food, be careful with this, but it's not working. Every time I go back in a gathering, I just let go my, you know, discipline. And so I need to focus on that before I go to Golden Age, because that's such a beautiful world.
You're really wonderful, Pratibha, and I know you're very honest and sharing such an, in an open way. I'm sure many, many, many Brahmins will totally relate to what you're saying and feel that, yes, there's a little adjustment that is still required, but it's not easy because the old habits keep popping up and the drama is very quick and, you know, hectic at the moment.
Yes.
So what about taking us into a state of Golden Age with a few moments of silence and some thoughts that you can share with us in a more experimental way? Can you take us into a meditation state for a few minutes?
And so I go within myself, and I first let go the actions and the sound and go into silence. Silence is soothing, beautiful, and serene. This takes me into a world beyond this world, which is a very balanced world. Some called it heaven, swarg, bahisht, a perfect world. That world is also here, right here, on this planet Earth, but it's perfect. When I say perfect, everything is just in balance, prosperity, peace, health, relationship, environment. It's just what we want to see. When I say environment, the birds, the singing is so nice. A world absent of noise pollution and a world absent of pollution. Pollution starts from the mind, and so everyone's minds are so pure and so positive that they don't even know that it's positive. Everyone's mind is so calm, and the nature is harmonious and loving, respectful. Whether it's the nature out there, the environment, or the nature within us, which is the attitude. The food is so pure, where we do not make any efforts, but it's naturally there. So we enjoy what we eat, what we do, and the whole world is just enjoyment. But not excitement. It's balance again. We do not have to do anything there, but we just want to do everything. We want to wake up early in the morning. We want to be with the nature in harmony and enjoying it, respect it. It's so clean out there, all over. And then the vastness, the unlimitedness is there. That unlimitedness is very lovely. And so I'm in a perfect world, where is complete happiness, health, and health. Very soon we will be there experiencing it. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. So thank you for being practical, honest, and open. I'm sure it's good guidance to get there. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks to the whole team.